honest with people. Be honest about your intentions. Be honest about what you're doing. I don't care if it's in business or in pleasure. You be straight up with people. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, you know, I wasn't going to talk about this because I have conflicting theories about it, but many people know who Fresh and Fit are. They've become a household name. I remember back when they were relatively smaller, but ever since then, we have a lot of people trying to copy them and emulate them and all this kind of stuff, but when I look and I see I'm laughing not because it's funny, but because it's extremely uncomfortable to talk about. But Fresh Walter Weeks is his actual name. But Fresh, when this whole thing came out about him and I think her name is Daisy, at least that's her English name. Anyways, I instinctually said, wait, hold on a second, this doesn't really add up. Something's not right with this, because some of the things she was saying was making sense, other things made no sense. But you know what? I'm not necessarily here to talk about what happens with them, because it's not as important. As Fresh and Fit have been demonetized, they have their own way of doing things. But what's more important is not necessarily what's happening to Fresh. He's being aired out in the court of public opinion, as you might expect. People are choosing their sides. He made a lot of mistakes. I'll put that out there right now. He made mistakes. But he also, I think, he knew what he was dealing with, but he just kind of hoped it didn't bite him in the behind, which it is now doing. But the real question is, what can you learn from this whole Fresh and Fit situation of... So, for those of you who don't know Fresh and Fit, I don't know how, but Fresh and Fit is a podcast I think they base it out of Miami now. They base it out of Miami. They talk about relationships. They talk about men's issues. They talk about a lot of what you might say is red pill stuff. And from what I've heard about what Fresh has done, he basically sold this woman a dream, which is extremely dangerous, by the way. I have never understood these game guys. I don't like game guys. I'll be honest, slightly because I think they're doing men a disservice by making them focus on things that are not important in the long term. But also, I've learned from other guys in this space, mainly CGA, Steph is Cold, Taylor the Fiend. I've learned from these kind of guys when I was a younger man about the dangers of this game garbage. Because number one, the selling woman a dream, women, it's effective, but it's not effective for what you actually want. It's effective in the short term, but it makes you pay on the back end. CGA, Coach Greg Adams, for those of you who know, never heard of him before, fantastic channel, he does a great job. I want to give credit where credit is due. But Coach Greg Adams, he taught me this simple concept, and it was this. You either pay up front, or you pay on the back end, because there's no such thing as free intimacy or free sex. That doesn't exist. Free sex is not a real thing. It doesn't happen. And that's why I have disagreement with the game guys. They'll pretend like, oh, Chad get Tyrone and whatnot, get it for free. They get it on fire sale for sure, but it's not free. It's not free. You're paying somehow, whether it's with your time, attention, energy, money, sanity, you're paying with something. And in this case, Fresh pays, and he's gonna pay huge on the back end. The woman's already coming out like a total baby mama terrorist. She's acting like a complete straggle daggle, saying that, oh, I won't let him see the kid. And kid's kind of a strong word. What is she, like a couple weeks along? Look, pro-lifers, I get where you're coming from, and I'm not necessarily pro-choice, but let's be real for a second. A lot of things can happen in the first couple terms of pregnancy. So it's not good to announce something like this so early, unless you're doing it for insidious reasons. Unless you're doing it because you know that you stand to gain clout, you gain supporters, you gain getting your stuff aired out in the public square. Most people wait to say that they're pregnant until much later on. That's where I was immediately concerned. But one thing that, gentlemen, we gotta learn from Fresh's mistakes is this. Number one, stop selling women dreams, for God's sakes. Be honest with people. Be honest about your intentions. Be honest about what you're doing. I don't care if it's in business or in pleasure. You be straight up with people. Because, yeah, you could lie and scheme and whatnot, but guess what? People don't like being lied to. I know it's a shock, but people don't like being lied to, and eventually they're gonna figure out you lied. And so, if you're a no good dusty dude from Nowhereville, you can get away with doing that. But if you're a guy of status, you have a nice job, you're an entrepreneur, or you have something that's actually worth protecting and preserving, this is gonna hurt you. And it's gonna hurt you in a lot of different ways. It's not gonna be worth it. What you pay on the back end will not be worth what you got in the moment. And you have to be aware of that. So, gentlemen, we need to talk about the things we can learn from this Fresh and Fit situation. And I have no animosity towards them. I'm a small channel at the moment, so they don't know who I am. I've only seen a couple of their videos. They do a decent job. They don't appreciate their followers as much as I think they should, but you know what? That's okay. That's their business. But what I will say is you need to learn from Fresh's mistake of, if what she's saying is true, which I think some of it is definitely true, other parts of it, no. Number one, I'm not fully convinced it's his kid. I think that he was probably the most successful man that she was with while she was in China and in America and all that kind of stuff. So there's that dimension as well. But from what I've seen from his Instagram Live and what I've seen from a lot of the stuff she says is actually true. Which leads me to think that he did sell this woman a dream. And so I'm warning you men, stop selling women dreams. And ladies, you gotta be honest with yourselves too. You wanna believe this stuff, okay? I think accountability is important across all sides. People will believe what they want and what benefits them. And so we need to be aware as men, how we say things, why we say them, and what the damage could be down the road should this come and blow up in our collective faces. Should this suddenly devolve into a screaming match, God forbid a legislative court case, we want to prevent all this potential backlash. Because look, we as men, we want peace. I think we can all agree on that. We want peace, we want our own domain, and we want the ability to do what we want, when we want, but all of those things are not free. In fact, they're extremely expensive, both on opportunity cost, actual payment, and what you have to sacrifice to keep and get it. So we need to be very aware of what happens in a test case like Fresh and Fit. I feel bad for Myron, honestly. He has to now deal with this garbage, and it's not his fault. He now has to deal with this. You don't want to be the weak link. You don't want to be the guy who gets caught in between a rock and a hard place. You need to represent what you say and then what you do. When I talk about... Sorry, my voice is kind of high. I'm getting kind of sick. When I talk about being a biblical bachelor, I don't say this because I want to be edgy. I don't say this because I just want to go trend. I say this because this is what I believe in. This is what I think works. I think we need to ask hard questions to get these hard answers. I think we need to understand that in the church today, a lot of people fall for garbage. And a lot of people would say that, oh, Fresh could have avoided this if he had just been the Christian man I think that he says he is. Well, guess what? There are a lot of people who go to church who don't know jack about anything. They think they know everything, but they don't know anything. And they don't live it out, and then they'll throw the first stone at you. You know, and side story on a personal note, I think it's extremely important that we learn and listen, and we need to stop talking. I know it seems like I talk a lot. I only do this on the show. Off the show, I'm a very quiet guy. I like to listen. I just soak up knowledge, whether it's from books, from people that I meet, whether it's I go and get my facials done, or I get a massage, or I get my eyebrows done. I get these things done because I want to take care of myself, and it gives me a good opportunity to learn from people. It gives me an opportunity to listen to people. Let's shut the hell up and listen. We need to stop talking and listen. And so when we listen to the situation that Fresh has found himself in, and he kind of sold this woman a dream. She's a leftover woman by his Chinese standards. She's a Chinese woman. When we look at how he operated, he said the same goofy stuff that I hear a lot of y'all be saying out here with, no, I'm only thinking about you, baby. No, I'm not getting with all these other women, even though I have a lot of money and I'm successful and whatnot. I'm not doing any of that. Stop lying, guys. Just don't lie. Let people know what it is, and if they like you or what it is, they'll stay. But let people disqualify themselves and get the hell out of your life. Let people leave. So many people are so afraid to let people go. Say, you know what? Whether we grew apart, whether you just don't align with what I want for my life, we gotta let people go, man. We gotta stop trying to keep people in our lives who are not conducive to the character we're building, to the people we want to become, to the life we want to build for ourselves. And it seems to me like that's exactly what he did. He sold this woman a dream. I'm not saying she's innocent, by the way. I'm not totally taking her side at all. She was goofy to believe this. I think she's probably an apex predator, set this dude up. But I'm not bashing on her. A lot of people are doing it, and I could do a whole show on her. I want to talk about him. Because when it comes down to it, he speaks one way, and now he's out here not doing what he said you should do. So we gotta hold people accountable. Not because I hate people or anything else, but because it's important that we are men of what we do and what we say and who we want to become. These are all important factors. And yet for some reason, we want to let people off the hook when they mess up. Well, when I mess up, I want people to hold me accountable to it, so that I could say, you know what, you're right, I should do better. I have no fault in doing that at all. None. None! I think it's extremely important to do. So when we look at Fresh's mistakes of promising this woman a dream, allegedly, and from what I've seen, things are kind of adding up a little bit. Not entirely, but a little bit. It's important that we understand and we protect ourselves from this garbage. I don't care if you work a corporate W-2 job, you're a W-4, you're a 1099, I don't care what you do. We gotta be careful. If we're not careful, we can't be shocked when we trip over something. And this is a big speed bump to trip over. We need to be careful. Learn from other people's mistakes. Wise men learn from the mistakes of others. And that is why it's important to stop talking and listen more. If we don't listen, we can only hope to learn from our own mistakes, which is going to cost us time, money, sanity, maybe all of those things combined, God forbid, but it can happen, and it does happen. We need to be careful. I wrote a whole chapter in Biblical Bachelor about surrogacy and the advantages of being a surrogate parent. Why? Because I firmly believe that the relationships today, if you want to be a guy with a legacy, do not try to get a woman in the modern world to do that for you. If you want to go to the villages of Japan or Indonesia or something and be a passport bro, okay, go ahead and give that a shot if you want. But what I'm telling you is I don't think it's smart. I can't in good faith tell you that's a good idea because it just isn't. It's good until it's not good. All of a sudden, it's not good. And we've seen guys both on this side of the internet and not on this side of the internet suffer from this fate. You don't have to be married to know the dangers of marriage. You don't have to be married to know the dangers of divorce. You don't have to be a father to know what it means when you're shoved out of your kid's life, what it means and can mean both for you and that kid in the future. These things don't just happen in a vacuum. And it's important that you can learn these things from the outside instead of having to pay top dollar for that lesson in real life. My friends, let me know what you think about the Fresh and Fit situation. I think they'll survive this for sure. I hope that everything works out for Fresh. I really do. I hope this woman is lying. We don't know for sure. A lot of these things are adding up, but we have to keep monitoring the situation as it comes along. My friends, in the meantime, I encourage you, do your research, be involved, think for yourself, and we'll see what happens next. See y'all later. Peace.